First, I would like to offer my heartfelt humble prayers equally as the lotus feet of my Harinam, Diksha, and Shiksha Gurus, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Chidadeva Swami Maharaj, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Nada Swami Maharaj. Then I would like to offer my deep heartfelt pranams to all the gathered Vaishnavas here, such a rare assembly, and Srila Navanam and Kirti. And I feel very grateful to be here. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak, otherwise I would not ask to speak. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Sakshat Abhivena Samastra Shastra. Sri Guru is a direct manifestation of Sri Hari, and because he is so dear to the Lord, we offer our humble respects unto his lotus feet. We offer prayers to Sri Guru. In Krishna consciousness, as also on Brajmandala Parikrama, we see through hearing. As it is with the Vaishnava, we come to see the Vaishnava, we come to know the Vaishnava through hearing their immortal words, their teachings, their writings, their vani. What they speak and what they write. The glory of Srila Bhakti Raksha Chirade Goswami Maharaj is very brightly lit by the writings that he has left behind, compositions, very gorgeously ornamented Sanskrit songs that are still accessible to us today, 21 years after his disappearance. And since I'm very tiny and have no ability to glorify such a high personality, at least I can point to these beautiful writings. So, these humble utterings of his compositions, they call upon us. They call upon us and command our highest respect without demanding it. He wrote 12 prayers to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and as Akhanda Guru Tattva, these are full of very deep realizations and inspiration. We all know about his amazing composition, Sri Prabhupada Padmasambhava, which we sing in all of our temples before Mangalarti, in glorification of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And the 5 prayers that he offered to Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada in honor of his appearance, as well as the 12 prayers in of separation of his beloved Gurudev, are full of such high realizations, and they show that life's highest attainment has been achieved. And they also highlight how Srila Bhakti Raksha Chira Maharaj is among the servitors of the Lord's highest devotees. And it is said that perhaps these are the highest, most deep writings to ever flow from the pen of Srila Chira Maharaj. Within these prayers, we find the perfection of meditation and service to Sri Guru. The glorification of his Param Gurudev, Srila Gaurav Sharas Bhakti Maharaj and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, are also full of deep bhavs. And since some of these writings were accomplished in the time of Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he saw this Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dashakam. He was so pleased. He said that Srinar Maharaj has caused the Thakur to reappear in these verses. The Sri Prema Dhammadeva Stotram, 72 verses capturing the essence of the principal pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The great Nishkinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, dear friend of our Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur. It came to Srila Guru Maharaj that he was wandering around Guru Maharaj's birthplace, taking the dust of the various places where he grew up. And when he came before Srila Bhakti Raksha Guru Maharaj, he said, Why are you there? Why were you taking dust from my birthplace? And Srila Nishkinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said, in your writings, I detect the moods of Srila Rupa Goswami, and therefore it's my inner necessity to take the dust from your birthplace. And then we hear that he included the full chanting of this Premadama Deva Sodram as part of his daily sadhana. Indeed, it's an incredible experience to chant this entire prayer without distraction. Srila Bhakti Rakshakshita Maharaj mercifully made himself available to countless disciples of Srila Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Certainly after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, the Western world in particular was cast into a bit of a darkness. Due to confusion about how to carry on, there was a lack of guidance, and Srila Prabhupada had asked him to come to the West and help his disciples, and he said he couldn't travel to the West because he didn't have that kind of tolerance to be able to do that, but he made himself available to all who would come, and so many, many hundreds of devotees came from all over the world and asked him their sincere questions, and his non-provincial, very broad responses were all recorded. And so these amazing talks form the basis of many books in English, which are also still available today. And some of these are such as Sri Guru and His Grace, The Search for Sri Krishna, The Golden Volcano of Divine Love, Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Home Comfort, and of course this songbook full of his compositions, valuable treasures. And one of the most important things that I feel very deeply grateful for is that just as Srila Prabhupada emphasized the importance of sadhu sangha and having living guidance, Srila Bhakti Rakshakshita Maharaj always emphasized that the single most important thing for us from now until we reach perfection is that we need guidance. And so I feel that by his gentle vani, I was very naturally brought safely to the lotus feet of my Shikshi Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Swami Maharaj. And I pray at his lotus feet that I can please you and attain the goal of my life. Watch a couple of years,